What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Uncensored Podcast. I'm your host, Carter Haas, and today I'm here with...
Noah McQuillan.
Logan Bryant.
And today, we're going to be hearing from two of your senior class officers. Logan is the Sergeant-at-Arms, and Noah McQuillan is our President. And we are just going to get a recap of the first semester. And we're going to start with Noah. So, Noah, take us back to when you first realized you wanted to be in the running for class president.
I think I first realized it around Christmas break last year. Talk about the elections was kind of coming around, and I just thought that I would be a good fit for the role, and I thought that I could lead my fellow classmates.
What would you say has been the hardest part about being the class president so far?
I'd say just like having to go to all the different stuff, all the different meetings, and like whenever a problem comes up, kind of having to work with the staff at Trinity to figure it out.
So who do you report to, or are you just like...
I kind of report to everybody, principal, like the different deans of students, like the deans of academics, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. So the theme of our class was Built by Brotherhood, which was brought to us by Max Black.
Actually, I don't
come up
with that.
Logan helped with that.
I actually did the hands that were on the poster, too.
So everyone in here and the other two members of the student government all had an impact in what happened with the theme. Noah, what does that theme mean to you?
Kind of just means like a couple different things. Kind of means how Trinity has been built by Brotherhood in the past and continues to be built by Brotherhood. It's kind of the foundation that everything that Trinity represents, it's kind of the foundation that was built upon. Mm-hmm.
So Noah, earlier in the school year in August, you gave a speech to the school at our opening mass. What went into that speech, and how did you know to write the speech to make sure it related to everyone and that it sounded good to the public?
I worked with a couple different people. I worked with Mr. Tora, who's our person that like works on admissions and like public relations and that kind of thing. I worked with a couple different people that have just been around Trinity a while and know how important that speech is to kind of fine-tune it and work on it and make sure it sounds right.
Mm-hmm. So, obviously, you work with a lot of high-up people, you know, Dr. Mullen, Dr. Zoller. How do you use what they've done for the school to kind of help your vision for what legacy you want to leave for the class of 2025?
Well, they've all had really important impacts on the school and just, like, the legacy that Trinity has. So, I've tried to follow their example, see what worked for them, and see how their actions kind of impact others and try to follow after that.
So, when the election was happening, when your peers were voting, what was your overall just feeling about the whole thing? Did you think you were going to win, and were you confident in it, or were you, like, a little nervous that, oh, this might not work out for me?
I was definitely a little nervous, but I just wanted to go for it and take the risk. I figured all I could do was say no. I either would win or I wouldn't, and it would work out either way, so just went for it.
And now we're going to go over to our third person in power, Mr. Logan Bryant, who is our Sergeant-at-Arms.
Yep.
So, Logan, tell the audience exactly what your role is. Because when you say president, everyone kind of knows, like, that's the top guy. What exactly do you do, and what's your role?
So, I don't have, like, a specified role. Most of my job is, like, basically, like I said, like, show up and stuff. I don't have, like, we do some meetings, whatever, so I have to go to those, but... Other than that, I kind of just show up with the other two, like the treasurer and secretary. We kind of have like the same role, basically.
And so why did you think the theme Built by Brotherhood was a good theme to use for this class? Because there were probably a lot of good ideas that were passed around. But what made you ultimately settle on that as our theme?
Well, I think Brotherhood has been like a thing since my freshman year. I've like always heard seniors and stuff say like, hey, like this is Brotherhood. I really didn't notice that until, like, going into senior year. Like, a lot of my buddies the year prior and stuff, like, they were big on that. And this year, like, I think it's just been a great theme, like, especially since we've gone to, like, retreat and stuff and, like, more people have to go to that. Like, I think it's just a great, like, theme to, you know, bring us all together. Mm-hmm.
What would you say has been your favorite part of being on student government this fall?
Probably, like, being, like, head of, like, all the house systems and stuff like that, like, being part of my house, and, like, going to probably my favorite part is like the rocking. We did that with the freshmen. Mm-hmm. That's probably like the most fun thing I've done in student government so far. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's one of the like most fun things I've done so far.
Mm-hmm. So now take us into like one of your meetings, like when you meet with Noah, Max, Will Sainer. Like, how do those meetings go? And like, what are some typical discussions that come up within those meetings?
So usually, like, we'll just sit down with some like the academic deans, and you know, we'll sit around a table, and then they'll like bounce off like off questions with us, and then we'll kind of like put in our own ideas. Like, somebody might chip in something, and then we come like a compromise, like what might be the best thing. Like, especially when we're coming up with a theme. Like, they're like, hey, what's the thing for this year? And we kind of bounced off ideas, like, which, like, what we wanted to kind of, like, center our whole, like, theme around. And then, like, we actually came up with a, like, slogan. So we just do stuff like that most of the time.
Mm-hmm. And what would you, for, this for both of you, what would you say has been your biggest accomplishment so far? Like, the thing that you all wanted to do that you accomplished so far for a semester?
I'd say for me, it was probably that speech that you mentioned at the start of the year. All the schools there, all the teachers, a bunch of alumni is there. And it kind of just kicks off the year. So I was glad that I could set the tone for the year and kind of bring everybody together just so that we'd have a good start going into the rest of the school year.
Yeah. I feel like in my opinion, our biggest thing that we've done as far as like pick out senior prom, that's one of like the most like high up things that we've picked, like my like biggest decisions. So
I'll lead into that as our next question. So last year was at the Olmsted, this year Churchill Downs. What went into making that decision?
So, I mean, a big factor, like, especially when we were talking, we were trying to get, like, the Omni Hotel, but couldn't get there because, you know, they weren't big on hotels and stuff. So, we were just, like, trying to pick out an event that was, like, big enough for people, like, especially the number of guys and girls that we're going to have there. So, they were, like, having enough space for people to have, like, all crammed in one room. But then also, like, basically, like, keep it fun for everybody, you know, like, have spaces where people can, like, chill and also...
Yeah, there's a lot of factors that go into it. There's definitely, like, cost, food that they offer, accessibility for different people, like, how willing the venue is to work with us, like, different things like that. Like, this year, one of the things that they were big on was having a space, like, away from the big main, like, prom part, like, the party, I guess you could say, where, like, people could go for a little bit of a quieter time and, like, just talk and stuff. So, having spaces for different people so that everybody can really just enjoy prom in the fullest way possible is really important for us when we were planning this year.
Mm-hmm. And so, what would you say is something that, because obviously you only have second semester left and then you're done, but what would you say is something you're looking most forward to in the second semester to achieve?
I'd say just obviously like finishing it out with a bang, finishing out strong. But another thing that I'm really looking forward to is just seeing who the next officers will be. I mean, obviously just the grade below us, we're pretty close with the different people and we've been able to see who's kind of would be good for the role and who has the qualities of a leader. So just being able to kind of counsel them and then pass the torch along to them after we finish our role in office. I've just kind of been excited to see what will happen with that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just excited to like finish the job off. You know, we haven't gotten to that point yet. yeah, just like make sure everybody has a fun time senior year. Like basically we're coming to the end and, you know, we'll never have this moment again. So just make sure everybody's fun.
So what would you tell the students that like are looking maybe to get in to a government position, whatever position maybe, what would you all tell them is the most important thing that they need to build off of?
I'd say definitely the biggest thing that I've seen with my fellow class officers and just like being able to get the roles is having a lot of different connections with people and just like knowing a lot of different people and kind of being just an overall likable person. It definitely helps if you try to appeal to people of all demographics, like all academic levels, different sports teams, whatever someone might be doing, just try to appeal to a bunch of different groups of people to get as many votes as you can.
Yeah. I feel like you're a good guy, you're going to win. So.
Yeah, kind of just fall into place if you're a likable person.
Mm-hmm. And so, obviously Trinity Athletics is one of the bigger parts of Trinity. It's what makes headlines in the news.
Right.
But what outside of Trinity Athletics, because there's a new STEM standard that's coming in, that's one of the big things. How do you make it to where the other students, you know, aren't in athletics or don't necessarily like athletics, how do you make sure those students still have a place at Trinity?
Yeah, I think Trinity's definitely tried to push that with the developments of things like the STEM Center and, like, I don't know, just different advancements that Trinity's doing around its school or trying to appeal to all different people, like our big digital media program, that kind of thing. We have a very strong theater department. The school's just trying to appeal to all different people so that whatever someone may be interested in, they can thrive in and feel that they belong and that they can achieve a lot in whatever they want to do in life.
Yeah. I feel like sports is, like, very big at Trinity, but a lot of people don't notice, like, all the other stuff going on, like, all the other clubs and stuff. Like, Trinity has, I think it was, like, 100-plus clubs or something. So, like, there's always stuff going on. I think Trinity does really well, like, appealing to those people that, like, want those opportunities and, like, want to take those advantages, you know?
Mm-hmm. And so, looking at all those different clubs, like, you know, the academic aspect, Trinity's up there with a lot of the schools for being really good academically. What do you think separates Trinity as one of those upper academic schools? Because the block scheduling is something Trinity does really well, something they've built on since they moved away from traditional scheduling. How would you say that Trinity makes itself more appealable academically?
You know, I think a lot of people, like, especially if they're wavering between, like, St. X or Trinity or even, like, public schools, I think the block system is, like, really well at, you know, preparing kids for college, you know, going through those, like, hour-long, two-hour-long classes, lectures and stuff. Like, I feel like it's going to do a really well job, like, good job at preparing kids for that. Like, especially me, like, that was one of the big things that I was looking forward to. And, I mean, yeah, like, Noah, what do you have to say about that?
Yeah, to kind of go off that, another, like, thing that I think is really important about Trinity Academics is they try to appeal to, once again, all different people. Like, a lot of schools will just talk about how their, like, highest performers do. But Trinity looks at it from a more holistic perspective and kind of involves all four academic levels, traditional, academic, honors, and advanced, and just takes someone where they are academically and tries to get them as far as they can academically by the time that they graduate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, Trinity has the four main levels. You know, you two both take some AP classes, but then you have all the way down the traditional program, so it suits all different levels of learning.
Right.
How do you say Trinity makes that appealable to parents, knowing that they're putting their kids in the best possible situation?
You know, I think they do a really good job at that just because they, like, you know, kids don't learn, like, the same learning levels as, like, others would. Like, some kids learn things faster, and it's just, like, just how they're born. So you gotta think, like, if kids are challenged like that and that way, or, like, they have difficulties like that, Trinity does offer, like, great opportunity with the levels to make sure, like, they're learning at the right speed, you know, like, they're learning at the right level that they should be. They're not, like, they're basically not, like, getting pushed too hard, but they're also, like, getting pushed hard enough.
Yeah, and to kind of piggyback off that, Trinity does a lot of things to lift people up. Like, they have things like the Learning Support Center and, like, tutoring and that kind of thing. If a kid has differences with learning differences, or is just struggling in a class, or just struggling overall and needs a mentor, Trinity has a lot of programs set up to make sure that no one's really left behind in that perspective.
Mm-hmm. So obviously, you know, both of you already said this, the brotherhood was a big thing that led you to the theme. But where would you say in your years here at Trinity you've seen, like, the biggest example of brotherhood?
I think, obviously, sports is, like, one of the biggest examples of that. The times when brotherhood kind of shines through the most for me is at the end when we sing the alma mater. We do it after a win or after a loss. We sing the alma mater at the ending of masses. Just, like, different times that everybody knows the song, everybody locks arms during it, and kind of leaves everything else behind and just comes together for that. I always think that that's really special, and that's when brotherhood kind of shows for me.
Yeah, I agree with that too. Like, a lot of the sports teams, it's not just, like, specifically seniors or one class. It's, like, usually a bunch of different classes, so it kind of brings everybody together in one.
Mm-hmm. So obviously there's a level of secrecy to this of things we're allowed to say, but all three of us have been on our senior retreat so far.
Yeah.
And without, you know, saying anything about it, what would you two say to someone who maybe is like, do I want to go on this? Do I want to do this? Because the other retreats are like kind of weaker in build up. So like without saying too much, obviously, how would you describe what senior retreat is and why someone should go on?
You know, like I feel like if people are waving on it, like just it's a great opportunity, you know, like get to know the people that usually you don't like hang out with or you're not around. Like get to like know the lives of all the people that like you go to school with. Like usually you don't think about that, but it's a great opportunity to like basically see that as like very eye opening. So I feel like it's also like a great opportunity for you to like basically actually I don't know if I can say that. More like open up to people, yeah. You know, like let your story be known when sometimes like I know people like to internalize a lot of things. Mm-hmm. So like I think it's a great opportunity to just do that. Like, you know, share your story a little bit more too.
Yeah, I think it's just like a good time during a very hectic senior year to take a step back and kind of understand what really matters and like all the problems that come with everyday life and like all the busyness. I just think it's really important to connect with others, connect with your faith. And I think Trinity Senior Retreat does a really good job of that.
So, you know, obviously faith is one of the big things of Trinity that like makes Trinity what it is. It is a Catholic school. But, you know, not everyone is Catholic at Trinity. Obviously, people, you know, are different religions, maybe non-religious. How do you say Trinity balances that out of, you know, of teaching religion, but also being respectful to people who may not be as deep into religion?
Yeah, Trinity kind of, I'd put it like this, Trinity kind of sets it up for people, but doesn't force them. So, like, we do prayers on Wednesdays. We have school masses. We obviously have our theology classes and that kind of stuff. But no one's, like, forced into something that, like, wouldn't be normal, I guess, for them in whatever faith they may have or even if they don't have faith. Like, I've known people that have been atheists or Jewish even or, like, that kind of thing, and they don't feel uncomfortable or they don't feel like an outcast. It's just kind of there as part of the Catholic school, but obviously they're not forced to do anything.
Yeah, I feel like Trinity does a good job at like not trying to push that into people like too much. Like they just leave it open, like mm-hmm. so people can come do it if they want. But like theology classes, I know a lot of like Noah said, there's been a lot of people who like aren't Catholic or Christian, and still like the teachers like do a really good job of like not focusing mainly on the Catholicism thing, more like the spirituality thing. So I feel like Trinity does a good job of like leaving it open for people.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so obviously another big thing about Trinity is giving. We have a really good alumni foundation, and you two probably talk to more alumni than a lot of people do. How would you say, like, how strong is that connection, that alumni who still are willing to come back and give the Trinity to see it still succeed and be great, even though they're gone, they haven't been there for maybe 10 years, but they're still giving back to the school.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, like a couple months ago, I went to this dinner with a group called the 1953 Society, and it's a lot of alumni and a lot of like big donors for Trinity. And you can kind of just see even people that have like been in close to like the first graduating classes, you can see how important Trinity was to them and how big of an impact it had on their life in college and then their professional life after that. So I just think that a lot of the alumni are very successful in life and then want to help give back to Trinity and help enable other students to be successful.
Yeah, I feel like a big thing like with the theme of brotherhood too. Like I was at the Trinity St. X game last year for football. And there was some guy, like, random guy, and I was trying to get some food, and, you know, I was talking to him back and forth, and even though he was a Trinity alum, and then figured out, and he was like, oh, yeah, you're going into your senior year. He was like, here, I'll pay for your food, like, have a good senior retreat. And so, like, kind of a thing where people, like, give back to each other, like, they know that they had a great opportunity, and that they're willing to give back to that community. Like, I feel like Trinity has just been, like, a great opportunity for that.
Mm-hmm. And so I know we've talked a lot about the others than athletics, but I feel like we'd be doing a disservice if we didn't talk about the athletics, because it is there, and both of you two are part of the athletics. Logan's actually committed to Fairfield High School for lacrosse.
High school.
Fairfield University for lacrosse. My fault.
Hey, so, all good.
How would you say, like, both of you on the lacrosse team, how would you say that Coach Schroeder and all the other coaches have helped form a brotherhood? Because not everyone is obviously the same skill level, but how would you say they all just helped bring it in to make it an enjoyable experience, but also pushing you to the highest level to win?
I mean, I don't know, it's kind of like a difficult question to answer, but like, from my experiences, all the coaches kind of try to like push each other to go to each other's events and stuff. Like, especially Coach Pete, he's very big on like going and supporting the basketball team, going to support the baseball team, like even like the volleyball team or like baseball team, like going to stuff like that. He's always a big supporter, and I feel like a lot of the other coaches too do the same thing, just like trying to get each other to go to each other's events and like basically support, because that's like a big brotherhood thing too. But I feel like they do a really good job at helping us like make it to that next level too, because Coach Pete, he's always been big on not being like not only being a good athlete, but also like being respectable and like good guy. You know, being able to show people that and being there for others when they need it. I feel like Coach Pete has always been very good about that, and a lot of the other coaches in the athletics program do the same thing too.
Yeah, I feel like Coach Pete really has a firm understanding and like, I guess, wisdom that lacrosse isn't forever and that there's like things beyond lacrosse, so he tries to teach us to be like both men, both good men and good players at the same time. So like, he does different things like sending us like weekly updates about how to be a better person, like traits of a good man and that kind of thing, to just kind of help us to be a well-rounded individual. And then I definitely think that that contributes to our success in the lacrosse field. If people are willing to be humble, if people are willing to make sacrifices for their teammates, that kind of thing, I think he does a good job of kind of leading us to success through that.
Mm-hmm. So obviously a lot of money is put in to the Trinity Athletics program. What would you say is one of the biggest things that comes out of, you know, Marshall Center, because you have a great weightlifting program with Coach Johnson and Coach Snyder? How would you say that those guys, like, that's their job, is to help both of you and all the other people who they teach classes to for weightlifting? How would you say that, like, those two also help build not just athletes, but, like, brothers?
Yeah, I mean, you can kind of see the brotherhood in the weight room through different, like, he has us working together on different exercises, and when someone's going for, like, a PR or something, everybody will gather around them, cheer them on. Like, if they don't get it, tell them it's all right, pat them on the back, that kind of thing. So, kind of just everybody's involved in each other's success, and a success for one person is a success for another person. And I just think that they do a good job of kind of bringing us together, and that definitely translates to on the field. So their contributions to the athletic program aren't just, like, getting us stronger, faster, jump higher, but help us to kind of be more connected with each other.
Yeah. And also, like I said, how, like, coaches try to get each other to go to different events. Like, they're always on top of things like that. Especially, like, oh, like, they'll, like, do a little reminder, hey, we got a basketball game at 7 o'clock, Trinity versus, like, Mayo or something. And they'll, like, tell everybody, make sure everybody knows about that, just so they can, like, get out to that if they have free time to do it. So I feel like they're always, like, trying to get people to go to things and making sure that everybody's, like, represented and, like, basically get to get seen.
Mm-hmm. Y'all got anything for me? Any questions for me?
All good. Appreciate you having us on here.
All right. Well, this has been the Uncensored Podcast. I'm Carter Haas.
Noah McQuillan.
I'm Logan Bryant.
Thank you for listening.
See ya.